Do you need to tell your guys anything about how to handle everything, media, increased spotlight, or do you just kind of choose another week?
No, we just, I mean, every week for us, I think for, you know, going back to when we were in 3 or 5 has kind of been the same situation for us, but we haven't spent any time talking about how to deal with anything differently. They know, you know, last week's game, we lose to Dallas, we go home. So it's the same exact situation we're in this week.
Is there such a thing as, you know, when you go up against a team that's won a Super Bowl a few years ago, has a lot of experienced playoff guys, you have a lot of first-year guys and rookies playing a role, do you buy into anything about inexperience versus experience?
It depends on who wins.
Right? So if you lose, you could say
if we lose, we're inexperienced. If we win, I mean, there'll be another story. So we're concerned with how do we prepare to play a really good Saints team, and that's all we can really be concerned with.
What did you see from those same guys before that, leading up to that Dallas game, your rookies, your first-year guys?
I thought they were great. I thought we had a really good week of prep, and they played that way.
Are you happy with the team's tempo on offense? And two, are you happy with the way the officials have been spotting the ball and getting the ball set for your next play? It seemed like in the Cowboys game there were a few issues with that.
However they spot it is how we play. So that I don't have, again, I don't control how they spot the ball. When they put it down, we're ready to play. So.
All right, in the first question, the team's tempo, is that something you feel like is improved? I remember even the first game.
I think we can get better in every area. So it's just like asking me, are you happy with your tackling? I think we can be better in tackling. I think we can be better in tempo. I think we can be better in blocking. I think we can be better in catching. We can be better in everything. So we're never going to be happy. So.
If you look at Boykin, how much did you know about him when you took the job?
I didn't know anything about him. I mean, I've been asked that question a lot. I didn't know anything about the roster, so I didn't sit there and study rosters. I've said it since day one. I took this job because of Mr. Lurie, and I didn't look at the roster, so I never looked and said, hey, I know about this guy, I know about that guy. I mean, there were some guys I were familiar with because I had coached against them, but, you know, I didn't know anything about Brandon until I got here.
So since April 1st, what have you learned about him?
Just how hard he works in practice, and then kind of what you see on Sundays is what we see every day in practice, and, that's kind of what we preach around here is that you don't rise to the occasion. You sink to your level of training, and he trains at a very high level every day. He's out there, and that's evident to us as a staff. And then what you see on Sundays is what we see every day during the week.
Chip, this team lost its first 4 home games and now has won 4 in a row. Is there anything differently you're doing, or is there a reason for that? Anything you can?
We played better in the last 4 than we did in the first 4. That's it. But we didn't change our schedule or how we approach it or anything like that. So.
Coach, there's not a lot of teams and coaches that have turned around a 4-win team from the year before and won the division. What do you think has made you and this team successful in year one?
Well, I think there's a lot. If you look at this, just this season, Andy did it. Mike McCoy did it. You know, Ron Rivera did it. So, I mean, I would argue that there's 4 right there off the top of my head that happened this year. So,
what about for you here, though?
I just got here, so what do I see? Is I've seen guys that were excited about playing football when I met with them on April 1st, and when we're still playing on January 1st, they're still excited about playing football, and they've got an unbelievable work ethic and have done everything as a coaching staff that we've asked them to do.
All five of your offensive linemen have started every game this season. Last year's team, 3/5 of it was out for postseason. How different would this team be if you didn't have an offensive line that started all 16 games?
Very. I mean, think about the question. Every team would be like that. I don't care who you are. If you lose 3 off starting offensive linemen, your team's going to be drastically different than if you had all 5.
Coaches like to say, next man up. They don't make excuses. You got to keep playing.
I'm not making an excuse. I'm just, you asked me, is how different would it be? And I just said, very.
So how do you talk a little bit about just, you know, what has it been that's been that has helped this turn around so quickly?
I think it's the players, and it's always the players. This game is... It's always personnel driven. It's always player driven, and we've got a bunch of guys that, from the day I got here, and I didn't look at anything in the past. From the day I got here, I knew that they were motivated to be successful, and they work extremely hard, and they own up when they make mistakes, and they go out and correct those mistakes so that they don't happen again. So, I think everything that we've done this year as a team is a direct reflection of those players.
What do you admire most about Peyton as a play caller and as an offensive mind?
I think one thing that Sean does is he just always seems to get the right matchups. And he's obviously got some talent, and there's a really, really talented football team. But Sean does a great job of getting his playmakers in matchups that are favorable to him. And he does it week in and week out. You know, and there's a consistency to it. You know, and I think they missed him a year ago. And now that he's back, you know, they seem like they picked up where they left off. And I think how well him and Drew work together, I think, is a pretty special thing to watch.
Is he a guy you would look at
in an offseason, even as a college coach, that you would look and just see if there was anything you could take from what he was doing?
No, we didn't study them very much, but I obviously know how successful he's been. So.
Did you know him at all? Had you spent any time with him in the past or not really?
No, I don't know, Sean.
Those matchups that he tries to get Chip, Peyton does, are they also are they personnel-wise too? Does he try to match okay, can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, you just look at how they use Jimmy Graham and line him up all over the place. And, you know, I think that's the one thing about Jimmy that makes him such a special player is that he's probably too athletic for linebackers to cover, but he's too big for defensive backs to cover, and he's never going to be in the same spot. You know, he doesn't line up as a traditional tight end attached to the tackle. He could be the lone receiver. He could be the back in the backfield. They move him all around and get him to some real favorable matchups, and that's the – you know, the dilemma when you face that offense. And it's not just Jimmy Graham. It's Darren Sproles. It's Meacham. It's Colston. It's Moore. There's a ton of them. So that's what Sean and Drew have a lot of toys to play with, too. And that's what makes them such a very, very difficult team because they stretch you vertically and horizontally with those groups, too. So
what have you seen from
because it's a short week, does Earl Wolfe kind of have to get on the practice field today tomorrow to have a chance to play Saturday?
I mean, Earl's got to practice if he's going to play. So, I mean, if that's your question, yeah, he's got to get out there at some point in time.
Billy,
I don't know.
Billy talked
we'll see what he can do.
The synergy between Sean and Drew and you can see it on film just how connected, how locked in they are together. Do you see that, and how dangerous does that make them?
I mean, I just think anytime your play caller and your quarterback are on the same page, that's a bonus, you know. And I think they've been together long enough where I think part of being a good play caller is making sure that you're calling things that your quarterback's comfortable with. And I think Sean's got a really good understanding of what Drew wants to do. So,
what sticks out to you?
You know, both Jordan and Gillette both have 12 and a half sacks. They're very active. Rob does a real good job of getting them matched up in certain situations. They're not always in the same spot, so you just can't come out and say that, hey, that guy's the left defensive end and we know where he is. He's going to move him around. And then with all the blitz packages that he does bring, they get singled up a lot, and when they get singled up, they exploit that.
Different is Kendricks improved as a cover linebacker from the beginning of the season?
With everything with Michael, I think he continues to grow. He's only in his second year, and I think sometimes people forget about that because he is so athletic. But he's a byproduct of his experience. I know I say that a lot, but it's tough to manufacture those looks. But when you keep continuing to see him, I've seen him improve. You know, and he's one of those guys that when he makes a mistake, he owns that mistake and then works on correcting it. And I think that's credit to him. So.
Can you compare preparing for a bowl game in college versus preparing for a playoff game in the NFL versus the time, you know, the amount of time you were able to devote to preparation, all that stuff?
No, you can't. I mean, it's 1 week here or less than 1 week here, you know. We played Auburn in the national championship game. We had 37 days to get ready for that game. So I think in all bowl games are like that. Every bowl game we played in when I was at Oregon was a January 1 or later date. So we finished the first week of December, and then we had 30-some-odd days before we had to go play our next game. So it's not very close at all.
What is it like with a bowl game? I mean, do you burn the candle at both ends every day? Do you have to be mindful of how you prepare for that game?
Are you preparing for a bowl game? Or?
It's
a lot different, you know, and there's a lot of recruiting that's involved at the same time. So, all right, it's good. Right? I'll give you some pointers. You got to recruit during the week, and then you come back and practice on the weekend. We usually went Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then we gave our guys off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So there was a 4-day week practice, and then 3 days off. 4-day week practice, 3 days off. Then you got to figure out when Christmas falls. Can you send your players home for the holidays, depending on when the bowl game lands? When do you got to get them back at the bowl site? We can go on for a while on this one. This is pretty good. You know, there's a lot of different things that get involved in it, but it's a lot more logistical things in terms of your preparation. But in terms of preparing for an opponent, you got enough time to get a game plan implemented. And then we try to get 1 week where we replicated it. Then we came back and did another week and replicated the same week over again and then went and go play.
What's been your evaluation of how DeMeco Ryans has covered in the secondary?
DeMeco in the secondary?
When he's had to cover tight ends, when he's had the job.
DeMeco's done a really nice job in dropping, and I think Billy does a good job of getting him matched up in favorable situations, and I think he's versatile enough where you can blitz Michael and then have DeMeco cover, or you can blitz DeMeco and have Michael cover, so it's not always the same look every single time.
Have you talked to Bill O'Brien this week about the NFL?
No, I haven't talked to Nobi in a while, so I just know what you guys know, what I saw on TV this morning, but I have not talked to Obi.
When the season started, you got to see McCoy – goal in training camp in the preseason. Did you think he could do what he's been able to do this year? He was that special of a vet.
Yeah, I did.
The crowd, obviously, it was a big factor in the last two home games for you. How much do you need it to be a factor?
They've been great. Every game we've been in the link, you know, and we just didn't execute well in the first four, and we played really well in the last four. But, you know, just, you know, the memories, you kind of think back and listen to them, the We Want Dallas chants in the Chicago game, or just how loud they were in the Detroit game, you know, in the snow. You know, and there were a couple times that I don't think we could see the crowd because of how hard it was snowing down there. But they've been unbelievable. And I think it's, you know, the fact that we got a chance to win the division and get to come and play a game back at home is huge for us. And we're excited about playing in Link. We know it's going to be rocking on Saturday.
Against teams that like to blitz, have you found this year that tempo can kind of limit their ability to get into some of those looks?
No, I think teams have done a good job of matching up when we get lined up fast. They're still being able to bring what they want to bring. And, you know, I think they've been – you know, I don't think we've caught anybody off guard. People know what we're trying to do, but they do a good job of still trying to get their packages in and, you know, and execute them. You know, and but we're aware of that, and we, you know, hopefully we're calling the right plays that can handle what they're bringing at that certain time. So,
talk about Poy's work ethic, what he's been able to do to get to this point, what you've seen from him all year, the work he's put in to become the best back.
Yeah, I think, you know, LeSean understands what talents he's been given and you know, and if you don't use them and don't really work on the craft, then you're wasting them. And I think he's been that way. I think he's really bought into, especially what our guys are doing in the weight room. And when you listen to our guys in there talk about how he's working in there, I think, you know, it's what makes him such a special player is not only his talent is, but what his work ethic is in terms of how his approach to the game is. So,
you guys practicing outside this week because it's supposed to be cold on Saturday night? I mean, does that have anything to do with?
No, we just whatever the weather's like, and if we can get out, we want to get out. And there's sometimes, you know, when it's going to snow or rain, or reportedly snow or rain, we got duped one time. But, you know, we try to get out if we can get out. So.
You talked about when you
practicing.